Okay, let's begin. Yitzchak ben Shlomo Yehuda. Shir's Zecher Nishmas Yitzchak ben Shlomo Yehuda. Okay, we are up to the two dots on Tezvav Amabes. We are in the middle of the Yudches Dvarim, as we have been mentioning. We mentioned about eight of them already. And one of the ones that we mentioned was on yesterday's, or 2 days ago's Brisa, that Shimon ben Shetach was Mesakein Ksuba Leisha and Gazer Tuma Al Klei Zchuchis. That's what it on Yud Alam Abayz, he was Gozer Tuma on Klei Zchuchis. So that's the one that we're going to discuss the first half of today's daf, the issue of Klei Zchuchis. Klei Zchuchis, my time of Gozer Bahu Rabbanan Tuma. Why were the Rabbanan Gozer Tuma on Klei Zchuchis, on glass utensils? So glass is very interesting kli, because glass is not mentioned in the Torah. Many of the other kelim, the materials are mentioned in the Torah. If you look in Parshas Matos, you have metal, you have earthenware, cheres, mateches, and you have other types of kelim, but glass is not mentioned. So the question is, what do you do about glass? It's like an animal is not mentioned in the Torah. So what do you do? Turkey, right? Turkey is not in the Torah. So what do you do about turkey? So what do you do about glass? So the Rabbanan, Midrabbanan, made glass, gave it the ability to become tummy. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Reish Lakish. Interesting, some of the Maritz Chais and a few places points out that this is somewhat unusual. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Reish Lakish. Right? That's his Talmud. Right? Rabbi Yochanan is quoting Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish. Ho v'tchiles b'riya son min hachol shavinu rabbanan kichli charis. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lakish, since glass comes from sand, comes from dirt, that's what it's made from. So therefore, the Rabbanan gave it the status of Kli Cheres. Just like Kli Cheres, earthenware, can become Tameh, so too, glass can become Tameh. So that is why the Rabbanan made it, gave it the ability to become Tameh. Ela me'ato lo te'il hentar b'mikvah. Asks the Gemara, if it's true that we are going to give it the status of a Kli Cheres, so we should give it the full status of a Kli Cheres. There are two other aspects of a Kli Cheres which we should apply to glass. This is number one. What is it? Lo Teitar B'Mikvah. We know that it's impossible to kasher Kli Cheres. Right? What that means today, China and other types of kalim. But if something has the status of a Kli Cheres, we say it's impossible to kasher. You have to break it. You have to smash it. And that's it. Then you have to put it back together. But you can't put Kli Cheres back together. But the halacha is it can't become Tahor in a Mikvah. And if you're saying that glass, Midra Abanan, we're giving the status of Kli Cheres, so it should have that status too. Alama Tzanad, why did we learn the Elu Chotzesin Bekelim? The Mishnah Mikvos tells us that the following are Chotzesin, create a Chatzitza. Chatzitza is a type of halachic interference. We know that if somebody goes to the mikvah, there can't be any chatzitzos, different levels of chatzitza, to araisa, to rabbanan, minhag, but there can't be any interference between the water and what you are toveling. So there are certain chatzitzas in kelim. Hazefes v'hamor b'klei zchuchis. And what's a chatzitza by glass? Zefes and mor, certain type of very sticky substances. If something's not so sticky, it's going to fall off right when you put it into the mikvah. But if something is very sticky, they create a chatzitza. So what do you see, Mashma, from the Mishnah? That there's a chatzitza problem. But mashma without any chatzitzas, that you could be tovel it, you could put it into the mikvah. So the Gemara asks, if the Chachamim want to give glass the status of cheres, again, glass is nowhere in the Torah. So you don't know what the status is, but because glass is similar to cheres, in that they both come from the ground, they both come from chol, from dirt, from sand, so then why do we say that it could become tar in a mikvah? Again, chatzitzas is what we spend our time on at the kelim mikvah. You know, you scratch there and you try to get the stuff off and the sticker off. That's called chatzitza, because tevila requires that there not be any chatzitza between the water and the kli. So why don't we give it the status that they don't have to become, that they can't become tar after they become tummy? So this is a difference. This tefillah that we're talking about now is not tefillah from when you buy a kli from a non-Jew. That's what we'll get to later. But this is tefillah from tumah. So says the Gemara, Hachavayas Kinan Kagon Shenikvu Vehitif Lasochan Aver. You're right. Fundamentally, glass cannot become tahar. If you have a regular glass kli, it can't become tahar in a mikvah. That's what we assume now. But, and that meaning, why? Because it's like kli cheres. Just like kli cheres can't become tahar after it became tameh, so too glass. What about the Mishnah that's mashma that it can become tahar? That's a specific type of case. What case? It's a case where you gotta have a glass kli and it got a hole in it. got a hole in it, and therefore it's not usable now, and you plug up, you stuff up the hole with a type of metal, with aver, with lead. And this Mishnah is going according to the following opinion, V'Rebbe Meir Hid, to Omar, Hakol Holech Achar HaMa'amid. Everything goes after the Ma'amid, the supporter. What does that mean? This kli, this cup, would be unusable without the plug. So therefore, and as it is now, it's tahar, right? It's not usable. Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Meir's opinion, which we'll see in a minute from a brisa, Rabbi Meir holds that the plug has such chashivas that defines the nature of the kli. And if the plug is metal, so you consider the whole kli metal. And because metal, we know, can become tar in a mikvah. So therefore, the whole kli can become tar in a mikvah. Really, if you have an entire glass kli, it can't become tar because it's like kli cheres. But if it has a hole in it, then you plugged it up. And if it was a big enough hole that was meaningful, I mean, it was a hole and you couldn't use the bowl or the kli anymore, it's not a tiny little thing, but you stuffed it up with a metal. So therefore, says the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Meir, hakol holik achra mamet, everything goes after the thing that supports it, and therefore it's going to be, have the ability to become tahar. The Tanya, as it says, let's just see the brisa. Kli zchucha shenikvu v'tiv l'tochan eber. A kli zchucha is a glass kli that has a hole in it, and you put metal in it. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir matame. Right, Rabbi Meir holds that's tame. That means it can become tame, and because it's considered a metal kli. V'chachamim matame, v'chachamim say no, it's considered still broken. Right, so what that you stuffed it up? So what, but most of the kli is glass, and therefore just because it has a little ma'amid, that doesn't make a difference. We do find in other areas of halacha that a little thing could make the whole thing considered that little thing. I mean, you know, you have enzymes in kashrus. Certain times there's a big discussion about the kashrus of enzymes. Enzymes is a tiny little thing. Or a davar ha-ma'amid. You know, in Yaradeya, if something is ma'amid something else, or the keva, or anybody learn about when they make red of the whey and the rennet, they make cheese, but there it's talking about ma'amid. If you put something into something else and that helps it stay together, so maybe that, you know, even if it's less than the ratio of what's usually needed for bittul, still maybe it could be a problem because it's called ma'amid. Ma'amid, if something holds something else together, that itself is more chashuv than the quantity of what it is itself.
Would Meir agree if it was an actual
kli cheres kli
that got broken?
A full kli
cheres
kli
that got cracked,
and then you put metal into it. If it's possible to do it, I'm not sure if it's possible to put it back together with the metal. But if it is in a chinami, maybe you say holich acher hamamid. You do have the katz of the mamid also by hilchos. Anybody else? Where's Ellis's mamid? Katz of a hilchos sukkah. Right, there's a lechat fila by the quoted by the poskim that you're not supposed to be ma'amid your schach on a davar shemakabel tumah. That's why a lot of times you have schach, right? Schach, three requirements for schach. It has to be grow from the ground, not attached to the ground, and einu makabel tumah. Those are the three requirements the Mishnah says in Sukkah. So the Gemara already talks about that maybe lechat fila, that's kosher, but let's say you put them on metal, you know, the metal pipes, metal rods. So those are dvarma makabel tumah. That's metal. Right? That's exactly what we're talking about. So there's a lechat fila that some poskim have that you should put other metal boards, you know, on top of those. Why? Because if you put it directly on the metal, it's a davar hamamid, and a mamid might passel. That's why you put it on something else, so it's a mamid to mamid. So the question is, does that help or not? Some say, so what? So it's mamid of a mamid. So it's still supporting. You take out the...
They said put other, not other metal.
Right. In a chinami. But either way, you put other wooden. Wouldn't be. So that helps, according to many, because it's mamid to mamid. Meaning the psul is only supporting something else that's supporting the srach. But again, that's a concept that comes up. Even though I have my schach, davar hamamid, similar concept, davar hamamid might have chashivas. But again, yeah. Right, or you have to do it in a certain way that it's difficult. It's difficult, but the question is, mamid to mamid is definitely a little better, but that's the issue, beit holich achar hamamid. Okay, so far what have we said? That midu rabbanan, glass is not mentioned in the Torah, so midu rabbanan, we, the chachamim, gave it the ability to be makabel tumah, because it's similar to cheres in a certain way, so that's why it can become tameh, yet it also generally can't become tar in a mikvah unless it has a davar hamamid that is made of metal, something that can become tahar. But ask the Gemara now another question. Last two words on the Yamid. Elamayata. if you're telling me that it can become, it is like Kli Cheres, so that's another aspect of Kli Cheres that is different than glass. And why is that, if we're giving it the status of a Kli Cheres? Element Litmu Migabon, so we have a couple of Yesodos about Tumah V'Tahara today, again as we had the past 2 days. Litmu Migabon. There's a halacha called of Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is an earthenware Kli. The way it contracts, the way it gets, and is metame other items is different than all other kelim. Usually a kli mateches, a metal kli, a wooden kli, other types of kelim. How does it make me tame? I touch it. I touch any part of the kli, basically, and it makes me tame. Or anything tame touches any part of the kli, then the kli becomes tame. That's usually how tumah works, through maga. That's the most basic type of, you have maga, then you have masa, which is not touching it, that's carrying it. But maga is usually the basic. Kli Cheres is different. The way Kli Cheres becomes tumah or passes off tumah is what's called mitocho, inside of it. Meaning if I hang a sheretz, an insect, a dead, recently dead insect, which is an av ha-tumah, and I hang it inside the airspace of a Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres becomes tumah. Or if you have a tumah Kli Cheres, and I hang a piece of bread inside the airspace of a Kli Cheres, that bread becomes tumah. That does not apply to other kelim in either direction. Kli Cheres is unique in that it's metame mitochan, from inside of it. That's the halacha of Kli Cheres. So asks the Gemara, and let's say a piece of tumah touched the back of a Kli Cheres, Kli Cheres is not tumah. That's the halacha. It might be a svara behind it, but lemaisa, it might be probably a gzeiras hakasif. So that's why the, right, it goes by the inside. It might be because the, just say, some explain, again, I'm not sure if it's drash or pshat, but some explain that Kli Cheres, because of the material that it's made of, such a low level, it's cheres, so the whole mahus of it is its usage. And its usage is the inside. So that's why the toch is what makes or breaks the tumah. Mashenki by other kalim, metal. Metal itself is an important material, separate from the fact that this is a kli. Or glass, or other types of materials. So that might be a svara why other materials, the second you touch any part of the kli, it's tame. Or it's metame. Why? Because that itself is significant. That material, mashayki kli cheres, inherently it's not significant. It's mud, right? It's dirt, it's pottery. But when you make the kli, so what makes it significant? The inside, because that's its usage. Okay, so with that background of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, Kli Cheres versus other types of Kelim, asks the Gemara, if we say that Kli Zchuchis is given the status of Cheres, midrabanan, so why doesn't it have the status of Cheres regarding this halacha that's only metame from inside and not from outside? Because Allah Matran, we learned in the Mishnah in Kelim, Kli Cheres, Kelim has a distinction, it's the longest Masechta in Shas, Masechta Mishnais, 30 prakim. Right, the Babas also used to be 30 prakim, but then we split it up. But Kalim also, if you ever see, I once saw three svarim on Kalim at home with pictures. You need pictures when you learn Kalim. It's Baba Kama of Kalim, Baba Metzia of Kalim, and Baba Basra of Kalim. It's all 30 prakim also. If you know, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnayos, the biggest Masechtas were towards the beginning of the Sedarim, and they get gradually shorter as they go through. Shabbos, you know, is the longest. Yevamos, right, the Kalim, right, if you look at the beginning, and then it gets shorter. The Baba Kama, all the three Babas. Towards the end, you have shorter ones. So, Allah Matran, so if it's true that it's like Kli Cheres, why did we learn? Kli Cheres but Kli Neser. Kli Neser is also a similar material to Cheres. Tumasan Shaveh. Their halacha of Tumah is similar. Mitamin. Mitamin, that means they can become Tameh. Umitamin, and they make something Tameh, Me'ave Rehan, through their airspace. That means, as I said before, if you hang a Tumah inside or hang something else inside, that's Tameh. Umitamin me'acho rehen. They also can become tummy me'acho rehen. What does that mean? Rashi here says it means that, let's say, imagine you have a kiddush cup. So the bottom of the kiddush cup sometimes is indented up. Right? It's not flat on the bottom, it's indented up. Let's say you could put a grape. And you could put it on the kiddush cup and you won't notice. There's an indentation, there's a base kibul, there's a place for something to go in. So that's also called the toch of a kli cheres. That's me'acho rehen, even though it's not the main toch of it, but it's still, because it's usable, if you hold it upside down, that's also called the toch. So, umitamin me'acho rehen, and it can become tami me'acho rehen. According to Tosfos here, that addition is a dinder rabbanan. Right? Even though Rashi's not machalik, but according to Tosfos, in the big Tosfos, like the eighth line of the big Tosfos, Hachi Garsinan, that's a dinder rabbanan. But the ein mitamin me'gabayan, right? What we said before, but a kli cheres is not mitame, cannot become tame from its back. If I touch the outside of a kli cheres with tumah, the kli cheres is not tameh. It only goes by the inside. The shvira son mitahara son. It is impossible to be mitaher a kli cheres put it in a mikvah. So how do you retire it? You have to break it. You have to smash it. And then you can rebuild it. But really, you have to totally smash it. And when you rebuild it, lachor, you can't put together back. You ever try to put together pottery? It doesn't get back together. It breaks again. It breaks again. So you'll have to make a new kli, basically. There's no way to kasher, to be metaher. I shouldn't say kasher, to be metaira kli cheres. So the Gemara is medayik. Kli cheres v'kli nes v'kli cheres v'de b'tubas an shaveh. These two kalim have similar tumah. Aba midi yechrini lo. But regarding other kalim, for example, glass, it's not mitami like this. So again, back to the question. If we say glass, which is not mentioned in the Torah, the Chazal gave it the status of cheres, so why doesn't it have the status of cheres in terms of how it can and can't, how it can become tummy and how it can make something else tummy? Why does it have different rules than that? So answers the Gemara, Amri, kivan dichinish tabru yeshlan takana, shavinu kekli matchis. Says the Gemara in a little about face. No, because it's possible to repair glass. Right? You can weld it back together. So that makes it similar to metal, just like you can repair metal. Which you can't do by cheres, you can't do by earthenware. Earthenware, once it breaks, it breaks. So that's why it's also like kli matchis, and then just like kli matchis is metame from the outside, so too glass. So just to put into perspective what we're doing here, glass is a little bit like, it's not in the Torah, so what do you do with it? What halacha does it have? So not for now, why isn't it in the Torah? Oh, they didn't have it then, Hashem knew about it. So why isn't it in the Torah? That's not for now. But either way, Chazal gave it, it has some properties of cheres and some properties of mateches, and therefore it's going to have some similarities to each one. So far we said, it's likely cheres in that it's tchilas b'riyasun min hachol, so therefore it, Rabbanan gave it tumah, but it has tara b'mikvah, because either beforehand we made a new kimta, that is only by the Davar Mamed, but now you don't even have to say that anymore. Now you could say, that's what we're going to get to a machlokas in a minute about it, now you could say maybe it is Tara B'mikvah because it's like Kli Matchis. But for sure, the way it becomes Tameh, or it passes Tuma, it's like a Kli Matchis, and therefore it is Mutter. It becomes Tameh, Migabo, not just Mitocha. So did the Gemara switch from the previous line, meaning can you be tovel glass if it becomes tamei? It might have halachic ramifications, not for tum and tara, but we'll see in a minute. So can you tovel glass? The earlier Gemara said that really you can't, and the only time you can is if by davar hamamid. But now we don't need that answer anymore. So that's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Other Rishonim also. But Rashi, right here, in the next line of the Gemara, which we're about to read, says, lahat inon tvila, it says beferish, that glass can become tar in a mikvah. Well, the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that glass is like cheres, and it can't become tar in a mikvah. So it's going to be halacha l'maaseh, v'shem meheri yibana beis hamikdash, if my wife, when she's anita, puts her hand inside a kli cheres, I have to throw that out. There's nothing to do about it, because it's, or only use it be made tuma. But it's a very, very important machlokas. But it asks the Gemara. Fine. So now we have it. It's straddling the fence, this glass. Elamayata yaksubu tumas and yishana kli matras. If you're saying it's like a metal kli, so maybe it should get old tuma like a metal kli. What does old tuma mean? As follows. We'll see. There's a din d'rabbanan by metal. Let's say metal is tuma. And the metal gets a big hole in it. Big hole in the metal. So now it's not called a kli anymore. So it's tahar. When I fix that metal kli, the old tumma comes back. What's called choser v'neir. It comes back. Even though it was broken, now it's a new kli. The halacha is midrabanan. We'll get to it in the Amud Beis. Midrabanan, the tumma comes back. That's something that applies to a glass, to a metal kli. So he asks the Gemara, if we're saying glass is like metal, so then glass should also have that halacha, that when you weld the glass back together, so it should also get its old tumma back. Ditznan, as it says again in the Mishnah in Kalim, kli matchus, metal kalim, pshutehen, they're flat kalim. For example, a metal tray without any tall rims. Umikablehen, or a metal bowl or metal spoon, something that has a base kibul, a receptacle, temein, those are tame. Right? By metal, you don't have to have a toke, you don't have to have an inside. Nishbaru, if you have a metal kli that broke. Tiharu, so that it's tahar. It's not called a kli right now. Chazar va'asa mehan kelim, but let's say you made a new metal kli, right? You welded it back together. Chazru l'tumas and yishana, right? So the old tumah comes back. Right, so that's a halacha that applies by metal. But when it comes to glass, we learned, again, these are all Mishnayos and Kalim, Kli Eitz, V'Kli Or, V'Kli Etzah, V'Kli Zchuchis, these types of Kalim, wooden and made out of leather, Kli Etzah made out of bone, V'Kli Zchuchis, and a glass Kli, Pshutei Etahorin, all these Kalim need a base kibul to be called a Kli, they're Pshutei, and they're flat, Kalim are Tahar, from a kablei hetamein, and if they have a base kibble, they have a receptacle, it's tamei. But this is the important line for us now. Nishburu tiharu. Once the glass kli breaks, it becomes tahar. Chazar v'asam and kelim mekabel tumah mikana l'haba. Right, but once you put it back together, it can become tamei now. But the old tumah doesn't get back, so the gemara is bedayik mikana l'haba in l'mafreya lo. Only mikana l'haba in the future, but it doesn't get back the old tumah. So asks the gemara, if we're treating glass like metal, so why is it that by metal, if you put it back together, the old tumah comes back, while by glass it doesn't come back? So gemara answers, tumas kli zchuchis derabanan. The whole world, as we agree, the whole tumah of a kli zchuchis is a din derabanan. Right, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it should become tamei. V'tumah yishana derabanan. And this whole idea of tumah coming back after it was broken and now it's not a kli anymore, that also is a din derabanan, as we'll see on Amud Beis in a minute. So b'tumah de oraisa achisa derabanan tumah. So by a tumah de oraisa, which is a metal kli, so there derabanan added on a din derabanan by a metal kli whose root tumah is a din de oraisa. So he said, you know what? So your tumah is going to come back if you put it back together. The tumah derabanan lo achisa l'rabanan tumah, but by a tumah derabanan, so glass is derabanan in the first place. We're not going to add on another derabanan in order to for the tumah to come back. So that's why we don't do that halacha for glass. Let's finish up this shita. So again, the Gemara says pshutein mia litmu. So again, fine, that halacha doesn't apply, but at least the pshutein, the flat parts of glass kalim should become tameh. The pshutei kli matzus d'oraisa ninu. Right, the idea of a pashut, of a flat kli being tameh, that's a din d'oraisa. A flat metal kli. You have a flat metal tray, that can become tameh d'oraisa. So that halacha of a flat kli become tameh should apply to glass. So the Gemara says, Avdi behu rabbanan hekeira. The rabbanan wanted to specifically make a difference between the halachas of tumah of glass and the halachas of tumah of metal. Ki hechid lo lisra v'ala tumah v'kachim. So that you know it's not the oraisa tumah. Because the oraisa tumah, if it touches tumah or kachim, you have to burn it. And the rabbanan tumah, you don't always have to burn it. It depends. Sometimes it's litlo. Sometimes you just... It's held in abeyance. So that's why we dafka, the Rabbanan dafka didn't make kli matzus exactly, kli zchuchis, dafka like kli matzus, like metal, because you wanted to have a heker that it's different than glass, than metal. Two more lines, and then we'll take a little break for a second. Turn the Amud for a minute, the top of Tazainam obeys. This whole opinion so far, the whole first day, what have we said just to summarize? Glass is a little bit, because it's not in the Torah, Chazal gave it the halacha a little bit like metal and a little bit like cheres. And therefore there are some chlumers and some kulas. That was the first opinion. Ravashi Amar, and Ravashi sounds like on the surface that he's telling us something very different, a different shita, but after you like do all the homework and look at all the Rishonim, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, he's not arguing so much, he's giving different svaras maybe, but in terms of Lamaisa, there's not so much difference. Not so much. There is some, but not so much. Ravashi Amar La'olam Likli Cheres Damu. No, really fundamentally, glass is similar to a Kli Cheres, as we said at the beginning of the day, that because it comes from chol, it comes from sand, so it's like Kli Cheres. Either the first kash on the top of Amud Aleph was, if it's like a Kli Cheres, so then... it should, right, the halachas of how you become tamei with the toch and with the back, so it shouldn't be able to become tamei by touching it from the outside, because kli cheres, you can't make tamei if tamei comes from the outside, so why by glass can you make a tamei from the outside? Sorry? Ho v'nira tocho kabaro. Right, so according to this machlokas here between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand this line, but at least the way Rashi understands it is because you could see through it, as Yoni just said, so even the outside is called its toch. Because you could see the inside from the outside, so the Rashi here explains it to me. Lo chashiv gav elatoch. So you think you're touching it from the back, and therefore it's different than a kli cheres. But really, even touching it from the back here is considered as if you're touching it from the inside, because you could see the inside from the outside, and that is why it is not different than kli cheres. The Rambam here has a little different shita of how to understand this. He says maybe because their domain, they look similar, the inside and the outside. Not that you can see one from the other, but I guess when it comes to kli cheres, like the inside is smoother, the inside is more finished, they look different. Okay? And the Rambam says that's what it means, because by glass, the inside looks like the outside, so therefore that's how the Rambam learns the Rashi, and he also has a different pshat in what the Gemara is getting to, but not for now. Okay, so we have this discussion about glass. Some point out, like Tosas on top and other Rishonim, that Ravashi here says, it's like Kli Cheres. It's like Kli Cheres, but why forget the halacha of Tumah? But if you look in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the second half of Maseches Avodah Zarah, you think, oh, what is it talk about there? Avodah Zarah? The second half of Maseches Avodah Zarah has, the last 15 blot is very, that's a lot of halacha lamaisa, what we do in our life. In Hilchas Kashrus and Hilchas Tfilas Kalim and other things come from that, the end of that Yai Nesech comes from Avodah Zarah. So Tosas here points out that Rav Ashi himself says in Avodah Zarah that when you buy a new glass kli, you have to tovel it. We know there's a halacha called Tvilas Kalim, which is different than Hagalas Kalim. Hagalas Kalim means if something of mine, and this is important you saw it also, something of mine becomes treif. Let's say I use a milchik spoon and a fleishik, this, and it comes up all the time, right? It's a kashrus, right? So what's the halacha? In order to get out the treif, in order to kasher it, you have to be magil. Magil means putting it into boiling hot water. That's, it could be a milchik kli, a fleishik kli, but putting it into boiling hot water, that's called hagala. Sometimes you have to do hagala three times, sometimes hagala is not good enough, sometimes you have to do libun, which is a blowtorch. These are all ways of kashering, getting out tarfus. That's one area of halacha. That's learned out from Clay Midyan. When we got the kalim from Midyan, we had a kasher them. Fine. There's a whole separate halacha called Tevilas Kalim. If I buy a kli that was made by a non-Jew, in order to be Mosif Kedusha to that kli, I have to be tovel it in a mikvah. Mikvah is cold water. Cold rainwater. That's not Mayim She'uvin. That's Tevilas Kalim. That has nothing to do with kashrus. Zero. We don't think that the guy put shreif into this kli before I bought it. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with Tosefes Kedusha. It has to do with the Rabbanat said, I want to be Makadesh, sanctify my kelim, and therefore I have to be tovel in the mikvah before I use it. That's halacha of tefilas kelim. That's also, by the way, there's a bracha on tefilas kelim and not on hagalas kelim. There's never a bracha on removing an iser, right? Preventing something. You know, there's no bracha on that. If I take out the blood of, you know, in order to be able to eat something, there's no bracha on removing an iser. So by hagalah, there's no bracha. Tevila, that's a hosefes kedusha, al tefilas kelim. Right? Hosefes Kedusha, we don't think about it so much. But why is there a bracha on tefillah not on Hagala? The answer is because tefillah is not just to get out treif. Tefillah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be tova, the kalim that I buy from a non-Jew, which are made by him. So therefore, that's why I require tefillah. The question is, what requires tefillah? What requires Hagala? Hagala is required by everything as long as you can do Hagala to it. Tefillah, we say, is not required for Kli Cheres. You say Kli Cheres does not need tefillas. That's why anything, any pottery or anything that has the status of Kli Cheres, halacha lemaisa, wouldn't require tevila. But glass, we say, midrabanan does require. Metal does require. It's machlokas, but the whole institution of tefillas oraisa derabanan. But even if you say that tefillas kalim is a din d'oraisa, but tovaling glass is derabanan, because again, glass is not in the Torah. So that's why tefillah is glass. You have to be tovel glass, and you tovel it with a bracha. But it is a din d'rabbanan. But that's what we agreed to. So Tosas points out that Rav Ashi here is so emphatic. It's like Kli Cheres. It's like Kli Cheres. But he says you have to tovel it. Tovel it if a non-Jew makes it, right? If a Jew makes it, you don't have to tovel it. That's the halacha. So ask the Rishonim. Tosas says. So Tosas just said, even though he says that here, he says that here too. But other Rishonim are more explicit, where they say Rav Ashi also holds it somewhere in the middle. Glasses has some attributes of metal and some attributes of cheres, and therefore we're noking lechomer. We're noking lechomer in both cases. It can't become. Certain chumers apply hinuchas tumah v'tara, but you do have to tovel it. Okay, so that's shita of Rav Ashi. Halacha lemaisa, just in terms of two points of halacha lemaisa. Number one, tefillah. Tefillah's kelim, glass needs tefillah, even though it's not in the Torah. Number two is hagala. What about if glass in terms of tarfus? Let's say I have a hot cup of milk in my glass cup. Have I now made that cup milchik or not? So that is a three-way machlokas Rishonim. Based on our Gemara, what does glass have the status of? Some Rishonim, Rabbi Eider has a beautiful footnote. That's why somebody saw I had Rabbi Eider Hilchos Pesach here. He said, I'm starting early or I'm just late. But if you look, Rabbi Eider in a lot of kashas is discussed in Hilchos Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get to the Ramah in a minute. Rabbi Eider quotes, Bedinklei Zchuchis on page 139. You want to look it up? Yeshtun Gimel Shitas Rishonim. Three sheetahs about glass in the Kli Zchuchis. Das Rav Yah, Desagi B'Shtifa, Deshi'i V'lo Bali. Says the Rav Yah, this is one sheetah, glass is not Balea. Glass, you could put hot milk in there all day, the next day you could use it for chicken soup. It's not Balea, it does not absorb anything, and therefore it's smooth, and therefore it doesn't absorb, and therefore you don't have to kasher it. It can't become treif. That's one sheet in the Rishonim. The second sheet of the Ra'ah, the dinam could kli matchus, the bolim and echsharim bahagoa. The Ra'ah says, no, it's like metal. It's like metal. It is balea, treif, but you can't kasher it. You can be magal it. But this second group says that no, but we tell you not to kasher because you know what? You might not do Hagala properly because you're so worried that the glass is going to crack when you put it into the boiling water. You might not do it properly. But really, Hagala fundamentally would work. And the third opinion, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, that maybe it can become treif and you can't do Hagala. Because it's like klicheres. Klicheres, right? Well, you can't kasher it. Right? Eina mo'elos lahem. Because it's minachol, harik klicheres, that never, a taste that goes into its walls can never leave. Those are the three shitas. It doesn't need hagala, hagala doesn't work, or hagala works in the middle. What do we paskin? So in Hilchos Pesach, this is the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber me'ikra din, paskins like the first opinion, that it can't become treif. Even if used it for hot, wash it off and that's it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Ramah says, "V'yesh machmirin v'yomrim dekli zchuches afilu hagala lo mahani lohu." V'chein aminag ba'ashkenaz v'dinas elu. Some are machmir that even hagala won't help. The way that most achronim understand the Ramah is dafka le'inyin Hilchis Pesach. Hilchis Pesach, we don't kasher glass for Pesach because we assume le'inyin Pesach, when we Klal Yisrael take on a lot of chumras, that, you know, we don't kasher glass. Unless it's a dire, Baruch Hashem, we lived in an affluent enough society that we could buy another set of stemware for $30 at National Wholesale or something. You don't have to use the glass. But that would be for sure a machmir for glass for Hilchos Pesach. All year round, there are many that are mako. Right, that because we assume like the first sheet in the Rishonim, but again, it all stems from our Gemara because glass is not in the Torah. So it was glass like cheres, is glass like zchuchis, comes from our Gemara.
All these halachas about earthenware and metal, are these things chukim, and we're just learning from the Torah exactly? The halacha comes just from what the
no,
is there some sort of scientific component?
There have been doctorates written on bliya, meaning is there something really like in the pots? Like they absorb in the pot, and then when I put it, the hagala, when I mago my trafed up spoon, does it really come out, and the hot water goes in? It could be, at least, why do we do Xeris HaKasav? We do Xeris HaKasav. But there are svaras given. Like the Gemara say that metal is bali. Metal and other things are bolea, certain taste. There's something called not bar not, right? No seitan bar no seitan. Taste goes in, taste goes out, so we assume something's happening. But metzias, do we really understand it? That's unclear whether we really understand it. But halachically, we explain certain svaras based on it, right? That sheet that's makel says because glass isn't bolea, it's smooth, nothing goes in. Right? So that's a svara. It's not in the Torah, so that's what he assumes. Yeah. If you have a metal appliance that comes kind of food, yes, in Okinami. I mean, we're going to...
Well, like a toaster, but
so Ramosha has a shuva about a toaster. We can take out the trays of the toaster, and you can take out the anything that the food goes on. Again, Tfilas Kalem, Bez Hashem, I really want to give at least a set of two shirim, maybe sometime next year on it, what you have to tovel or not. But like toaster, Ramosha has a shuva about a toaster. The big issue is, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, right? What was it? The George Foremans, right? How do you tovel a George Foreman? Right, so one of the ways that some say maybe is good, what some say is not good, if you take it apart, put it back together, because that is called a siya biyad Jew, but others say you're going
to
mess the whole thing up. Right, so Ramosha, well, what part, Ramosha has a tshuva about electrical appliances, he says what about a percolator also, an urn, what do you do about that? So there are different ways to do it, some, whether it doesn't need or not, clay su'uda need, you have to determine what's a clay su'uda. But let's say parts of a blender that stick in, you know, the things that go down, so that anything that you can take out and tovel, that's it's best to tovel. Peelers, we just want peelers. Okay, fine. Third line. So that's the discussion of glass. Okay, we'll get back to glass at another point in history. Shimon ben Shetach, third line. Tikin ksuba le'isha v'gazer tomal klei matchus. Shimon ben Shetach was misakein. I read the wrong thing before when we started off. Shimon ben Shetach did the kli matris. Shimon ben Shetach was misaking ksuba leisha, as we mentioned yesterday a little bit. There's a major machlokas whether ksuba is daraisa or ksuba is darabanan. If we say it's darabanan, the rabbanan say k'dei shelo tia kal be'enav lahutzia. Right? If there was no such thing as ksuba, then a man chas v'shalom would get up one day, be upset at his wife. Okay, honey, hurry up, mugareshesly. That's it. But now that he has a ksuba, ksuba, as we mentioned yesterday, is not a marriage contract, but it represents obligations that kick in on the occurrence, chas v'shalom, of death or divorce. So in that case, so he'll think twice. Maybe I should take it easy. So that's a din d'rabbanan. It's similar that by Hilchas Gittin, there's a special type of get that in the olden days that a Kohen used to give. It has to be folded over like 35 times, and you have to sign each fold. Why do we have more by a Kohen? What's the difference if a Kohen gives a get? The answer is because we know by a Kohen, once he divorces his wife, he can't be machzor grushaso. Kohen, last week's parsha, is not allowed to marry a grusha. So that's why we have this new type of get. You have to fold over 35 times in order to give it. And you have to sign it. Okay, forget it. So I won't divorce my wife. Baruch Hashem. Right? So that's the, that's what we say. But this might be in that context. But again, that's the, some other, Tanaim hold that it's Daraisa. Fine. And he was also gozer tuma on metal kleilim. So he asks the Gemara, klei matkos daraisa nene. What do you mean? He was gozer tuma on a metal kli? We've been saying for the past half an hour that a kli matkos could be betami midaraisa. What do you mean he was gozer tuma on a metal kli? Tichsiv achaz azav esakesav. Right? It says the end of sefer Bamidbar, right? If I just matos by Midyan, that it can get tami midaraisa. So the Gemara answers lo nitzrocha el lo tuma yishana. No, what's the din d'rabanan? What we mentioned earlier in the shir, the fact that tuma comes back after it's put back together. That midoraisa is not true, and midrabanan they added that on. So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Maisa b'Shaltzion Hamalka. Right, the story with b'Shaltzion Hamalka. And the Rashi says it's during the days of Shimon ben Shetach. Other Mefarshim say this is the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Right, the wife of Yanai. We had the story in Brachas in the Mems. Right, about the whole story that the Yanai needed somebody to bench, and he said his wife says, "You killed everybody out. So what do you mean you want somebody to bench? So what if I bring somebody out to you? You know, will you save him?" Brings out a brother, Shem Ben Shetach, and he says, "Baruch." He says, "Okay, bench for us." Baruch she shachal yanei v'chaneir of mishalo. Right? He was sarcastic there. Anyway, so Damar v'yudam armara ma'isa b'shaltzion hamalka's story. Shasta mishal b'na. She made a big party for her son. V'nitzbu kol keileha. Oyve, we think we have problems with caterers today. Mamish, right before the party, all the kelim became tamei. A dead body came into the house. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So v'shavaita. She says, "Oh, what am I going to do?" She broke all the kelim. V'nasnasam l'tzareif. She gave him to the well. For Rizchan, and she remade them again. She needed them for the party, so she was a chachama. Right? So what did she do? She broke all of them. They were all metal kalim. She put it back together. Sorry, honey. Yachzul Tumas and Yishana. They're still tame. None of what you did worked. So my time. That's a din d'rabanan. My time. Why would the rabbanan gozer such a tuma midrabanan? Again, so what did we say? That the araisa regular tuma midrabanan. They added on this tuma yishana that its chozer v'neir could come back even after it was broken and it's not called a kli anymore. When you put it back together, it can become tame. Why would they gozer such a tuma? Three suggestions given in the Gemara. Suggestion number one: mishum geder mechatas naguba, because of geder mechatas. Mechatas is the special waters of the Beis HaMikdash that are mixed in with the ashes of the Paraduma that you sprinkle on somebody who became Tamei Meis. So that says the Gemara, if everybody knows that if they break their kalim and they put it back together, then they're not Tamei anymore, so nobody's going to wait 7 days in order, when somebody's Tamei Meis, you have to wait 7 days, you have to sprinkle on the third day, on the seventh day, and then it becomes Tamei after 7 days. If I know that I can just break it and fix it today, so I'm not going to, that's what I'm going to do. And then the whole Mechatas parsha in the Torah will be null and void. It will never be useful. Because everybody's just going to break their kalim and redo them. So because of that, the Rabbanan instituted a din d'rabanan that you can't do this. They didn't want the Mechatas to be, the whole parsha to be forgotten. And therefore they said, even if you put it back together, the tumah remains. So it doesn't help. That's suggestion number one. So honey, chalamanda amar lolo called Thomas Amrelo Thomas Hames Bovada Amru Shapir. This is good according to the manda amar that says that this gzera of the tumah coming back only applies to kalim that were tumah mace. So then the reason applies because the tumah mace is what needs 7 days and the mechatas. El lamanda amar lo called Thomas Amru Maikel Meimar. But according to the opinion that says they were gozer tumah on all kalim, not just tumas mace, but even the tumah that applies just for 1 day. So then the reason doesn't make sense. Why would they gozer tumah in this case? What do you mean the Tuman d'Amars? Where is this Tuman d'Amars? So Rashi says, Lo yadana hecha. Rashi, fifth skinny line. I don't know where this machlokas is. So the Gilyan Hashas here says, remember what I wrote in Brachas after Zion when I listed off 35 Rashis where Rashi says, Lo yadana hecha. So he just reminds us that he did that in Brachas. Okay. Tosfos and the other Rishonim here say maybe it's a Tosefta. Either way, yeah. when it, somehow that it's useless right now, and when, so it's considered broken, it loses its status of a kli, and therefore you put it back together. So he asks the Gemara, so you need a different reason why they made the gzera of tumah coming back when you put it back together. So suggestion number two, Amar Abaya, gzera shemalo yikvenu b'chdei taharaso. Abaya says, we're worried, what if people are going to be smart? They're going to say, oh, if I break this, so then it's going to lose its tumah, I'm going to put it back together. So I'm going to make a hole in it, and then I'll plug it up. But it could be that people are going to make very small holes, and they'll think they broke it, but they really didn't break it. So we can't allow people to do this. So you know what? The tumah comes back. That's number two reason. Number three reason, Rava Amar, Gzeira Shemayomru Tfila Bas Yoma Olala. People might see your kli become tameh at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, they'll think that, you know, they'll see you using the kli again with your truma, and they'll say, wow, he must have put that into the mikvah, and mikvah works right away. You don't have to wait till the night. Wow, amazing. Right? Which is wrong. So because we're worried, people won't know that you broke it and put it back together. They'll think you just dunked it in a mikvah, and they'll think that you don't need harib shemesh. You don't have to wait till the night for the tefillah to work. So therefore, says Rabbi, that's the reason for the gzera. So three reasons. The first one was rejected. The last two are were accepted. My benai, what's the difference between these last two reasons? What's a nafkamina? If you totally flatten it, if you totally smash the kli and then put it back together. That's an nafkamina. How is it an nafkamina? Rashi has two opinions. Rashi first says, according to the opinion of, you know, we're worried that he's only going to make a tiny hole. So then, according to that opinion, so that's not shayach here, because you smashed the whole thing. So according to that reason, it would be okay. But according to the other reason, people aren't going to know, that when you pin it back together, still people aren't going to know, even though you had smashed it. Second day of Rashi, Rashi doesn't say why he likes the second day of better, but it may be because it's a concept called low plug. So what if you smash it? If they're about to make a zera, they're about to make a zera. The second day of Rashi is that, according to the opinion of Shema Yikavenu, maybe you won't make a hole properly, then that's usur, because, so what, that you smashed it. There's still a zera low plug. But according to the second opinion of, that people might think that you just put into the mikvah, if you're making a totally new kli from scratch, people are going to see it's a different kli. They'll realize it looks different. So people aren't going to think that it just went into the mikvah. Okay, so those are two opinions how to understand that line of the Gemara. Weiter. Ve'idach, after the two dots. Ve'idach ma'hi. So we've had a list of 8 or 9 gzeras of the 18. So what else? What are the other ones? So let's list one of the other ones. Ma'hi. Ditzan the Mishnah says in Mikvos. Ha'meniach kelim tachat atzin ulakabo behen megeshamim. If a person puts a cup, imagine a gutter coming down from a roof, and you put a cup in the bottom of the gutter in order to catch the rainwater. So the Mishnah says, if that water is considered mayim she'uvin, drawn water, because it's caught in a kli, so if I put that water into the mikvah, it's going to passel the mikvah. If the mikvah, remember like we said yesterday, the mikvah isn't full yet. If it doesn't have 40 saw in it, we said a little bit of mayim she'uvin passels the mikvah. So that would passel. So let's read the Mishnah. So if you put a kli under the pipe to get the rainwater, echad kelim gadolim v'echad kelim katanim, whether it's a big kli or a small kli, v'afilu kli avanim kli adam kli galalim, and even if it's stone or earthenware or galalim made out of dung of an animal, any of these types of kelim which don't contract tuma, even though they don't get tuma, but still if the water is caught in here, postlan es hamikvah, that water would pot, that might, that's called mayim she'uvin because it's caught in the cup, and therefore it would passel the mikvah. Just two points here. What's the chiddush of big kelim, small kelim? So Rashi says the chiddush is the small kelim. That even though they're tiny little kelim, and you might think they're not chashuv, still they could create mayim she'uvin. Tosfos says the chiddush is the big kelim. Because they're so huge, and certain huge kelim are not makabel tumah, even though they're not makabel tumah, still they could create mayim she'uvin. So Rashi emphasizes the cut, the kelim katanim. Tosfos emphasizes the kelim gedolim. Just one question that we showed him deal with. So what are we saying here? That when the water is caught in the cup at the bottom of the gutter, so it becomes she'uvin. What about when it's in the gutter? What about when it's in the gutter? Isn't that she'uvin already? It's already in something. Oh, so say most Rishonim, the Rashba, the Tosfos Rid here, argue on Rashi and say, gutter has holes on the both sides, therefore it's not called a base kibul. It goes right through. It does not become she'uvin while it's in the gutter. What? If it's straight, it's mefoolish, like a mavli mefoolish. If it's straight, like similar, if it's straight, it's holes on both sides. Rashi here doesn't say that. Rashi gives an ukimta, which is mashma that he argues. Rashi says, you know why it's not she'uvin in the gutter? Because first, you had a totally enclosed pipe, which you attached to the house, and then you made the hole and made it into a gutter. So in that case, Rashi says, that's not called a kli, because you first attach it to the house. Mashma from Rashi, that if you had a gutter and then you attached it, it would make it she'uvin. So that's why we showed him arguing Rashi. They don't understand Rashi. What do you mean? It's not she'uvin there. It goes straight through. Rashi obviously argues. That's this Rashi, Dibra Maschil Tachas Hatzinor, and the Tosfos read here, quotes Rashi, and he argues based on that. And the other we showed him as well. So back to the Mishnah. We're going to get to what's the next Takana Xera that they made in the attic. So if you have a kli and you put it under the gutter, that water is called shuvin and it apostles the mikvah. Echad ha-meniach, echad ha-shochech tivri Beishamai. Beishamai says it doesn't matter if you placed the cup at the bottom of the gutter or you forgot the cup at the bottom of the gutter. You forgot it. You didn't want a davka put it there. We'll see what forgot means in a minute. We're going to explain. Ubeisel matarin b'shochech. Beisel says no. It only becomes shuvin if you want to catch the water there. You put the cup there. But if you forgot it there, so then it wouldn't apply. And we're going to explain. Amar Rabbi Meir nimnu v'rabba Beishamai b'Hillel. So in this machlokes, Beishamai outvoted b'Hillel, and that way this was one of the laws in the attic. But Beishamai agrees that if you forgot a cup in the middle of your yard, not under the gutter, in the middle of your yard, right? You were playing with the kids, and then you forgot this cup in the middle. So that for sure, he says, it's tahar. Because there's no gilui das. You can't tell that you're happy with this. You left it there. If you put it under the gutter, and then you later forgot, you at least put it under the gutter once. So that's called miniach. So therefore, that's going to be she'uvin. But if you happen to forget one in the middle of the field, that's not going to create she'uvin. Amar Rabbi Yossi, adayin machlokas bimkoma omedes. Rabbi Yossi says, regarding this machlokas, Beis Hillel didn't agree the next day. Even though we said by the 18 things, Beis Hillel agreed the next morning, but this one they didn't agree. So as we're going to see, according to Rabbi Yossi, this can't be one of the 18 takanas. Because we know by all 18, Beis Hillel agreed the next day. So Rabbi Yossi is going to have to add another one in a minute. But first, the Gemara is going to explain this issue about Meiniach and Shocheach. Amr, Misharashi, Debei Rav, Amri, Hakom Odim, Kishenichem, Mishas, Kishur, Avim, Temeim. Everybody agrees. Both Beishamai and Beis Hillel, let's say it's cloudy outside, it looks like it's going to storm. And I go with my cup and put it under my gutter. Hello, obviously, I'm going there to catch rainwater. So even everybody agrees there that in that case, the water is going to be called she'uvim, and therefore it's going to pass the mikvah. Bishas pizer and avim divrei kol tahorin. And everybody agrees that if it's a sunny day, and I put my cup under the gutter, so is that not because I want rainwater, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain. So everybody agrees in that case, tahorin, that it doesn't make it she'uvim. What's the machlokas about? Lo nechleku elok shenichem shas kishur anavim. It was pitch black outside. It was about to pour, and I put it up there. V'nis pazru, but then it got sunny without raining. V'chazru v'nis kashru, but then it got cloudy again and it rained, and I didn't take the cup out in the middle. So is that called my wanting it? So Marsaver bat lamachshavaso. Beis Hillel says so. Forget, it was a hefsek. Right, I didn't put it there by this storm system, so therefore that's called shocheach, and therefore it does not create she'uvin. There's not enough of the gilui das that I want this water in the she'uvin. Umar sava lo bala machshavaso, and the other opinion says no. My machshava, I put this when it was cloudy. So what? It got sunny in the middle. It was still cloudy now, and therefore it is called she'uvin. So this is the possibility, the gzeira that was added on, this is the next gzeira that was done in the attic. That this machloka between Beishamai and Beis Hillel, that even by shocheach, this case of after the rain, after the sunny, that will make it she'uvin. Two more lines. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, dara machloka, zadayin v'ebkoma, omedes, batzilu. What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi, 2 lines ago, just said that this, Beishamai and Beis Hillel still argue about this. Right? He didn't agree the next day. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this can't be one of the 18 things. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you're missing one. Right, which is the one that substitutes for this one that Rabbi Yossi takes out? So I'm Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Af Benos Kusim, Nidas Bar Yisasan, Bo Bayom Gazru. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, oh, it's the Gzeira Benos Kusim, right, which is a parak in Nida, Benos Kusim. What's Benos Kusim? There was a Din Darab, Gzeira Darabanan, that non-Jewish women have the status of a Nida from day one, right, when they were born. For various reasons, because they are from either not non-Jews, maybe it's Dafka Kusim, there's a discussion there, Kusim are a certain type of Jews who don't keep parts of the Torah. So either way, there was a din d'rabbanan that these types of women have a gzeira that they become a nida right when they're born. So that gzeira was made in the attic, and that's what Rabbi Yossi substitutes for the previous one. Okay, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we pick up on more of the gzeiras of the 18, and we finish them up tomorrow. B'ez Hashem, the next Mishnah, Yizayin Mebeis, gets back to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, again, today's shiur was Lechanishmas Yitzchak ben Shlomo Yehuda. Amen. Amen.